Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to us each Friday from the Dr. Pat Network. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living to make a meaningful life work. This is talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. We actually had technical difficulties here, and we are now live, so we are going to jump in with Thea Belden. She is a woman who is finishing her book right now called Paradise Revealed, about her spiritual journey during her stay in the Caribbean as a retreat host and spiritual teacher. In it, she portrays the major teachings of her core work around vibrational alchemy while surviving the perils of life on Paradise Island. She speaks to us extensively on the East Coast on the topic of 2012 and the transition and raising our vibration to the fifth dimension. Those of you who are my regular listeners know that's what we talk about all the time, talking fifth dimensionally, being fifth dimensional, and so on. Thea has CDs, DVDs, and 2012 t-shirts for sale on her website, and her website is www.2012transition.com. That's the numbers, 2012transition.com. Welcome, Thea. So glad you could join us.
Thank you, Maureen, for having me.
So can you describe to me a little bit about what the 2012 transition looks like through your eyes, and perhaps give us a little more understanding of your own vibrational understanding of what you call yourself, a vibrational coach. Let's start with the 2012. What do you see it looking like?
Well, for me, the 2012 is the with the galactic alignment, has to do with the downloads of light fields onto the planet that allow us to stream, allows in the streaming of source energy and consciousness, which gives human beings and the planet's consciousness the opportunity to transmute into the higher vibration of the nature of the frequencies of this, of these light fields. And as we get closer to 2012, we're in the photon belt, and we get intensified, amplified effects of that energy and consciousness, and it becomes the opportunity for human beings individually and collectively to match the frequencies and have the opportunity to ascend and move into a new form. And I guess there's an additional overlay this time. My understanding is we've been in 26,000 year cycles many, many, many times on the planet, these galactic alignments. But we're at the end of a grand cycle of devolution into matter. And we're now, as they say, on our way back home. We're really ending that whole process, and the whole planet is about to be transfigured, both consciousness of Gaia herself and all the beings on this planet, to move into a new template, basically, the fifth dimension, fifth to 12th dimension, a whole new arena of playing and creating and experiencing on planet Earth.
What does the fifth dimension look like to you?
Pardon me, say that again?
What does the fifth dimension look like to you?
The fifth dimension. Well, the fifth dimension and above has a whole different dynamic to it, and I guess we might define it with an operating system and a whole vibrational frequency where the pattern of the playground, so to speak, is a unity consciousness grid, the matrix grids of energy that we play in, and that there is an infusion of and operating in the full aspects, the vibrational frequencies in alignment with divine love from source. You know, a very, very different field of love than we've been in limited 3 and 4D dense structure. And so we're in a unity consciousness grid and playing in divine love with a full activation of our multidimensional self. So we now become fully aware of who we are in all respects as, you know, galactic beings, spiritual beings, and
there
have access to...
There are some that would say that they are fully aware of who they are. So what I'm asking you for our listeners who may not understand the jargon, What mm-hmm. does this look like? What does it mean to people?
Well, the fifth dimension itself, to me, it means that we are moving into something extremely different in terms of time, space, energy, and effect, and that we are being called, in my understanding, that we're being called to really shift out of the way we've been doing everything that we've been doing, how we've been doing it, and move into a whole new way to resonate and align with the fields that I just spoke about. And so it's an opportunity right now to release and kind of surrender an old form of ourselves in our lowest density aspect on the planet, and to release ourselves into our light bodies and kind of walk fully in our I am self as we then.
And what is your definition of a light body? I'm trying to give people visuals, and I'm asking you. You say release yourself into your light body, but what does that mean to someone?
Well, releasing the process. I mean, our energy frequency is created through our electromagnetic, mental, emotional body as a human being, and it kind of structure that's held in the biofield. It gives that structure for our basic core frequency, and our higher self is of a higher nature. Outside of ourselves, because it really doesn't resonate with the frequency of the physical biofield. And our light body, which is, an aspect of ourselves that is also highly vibrating, in order for us to be able to operate in that light body, we have to release our density pattern. So that would suggest that we need to really change our consciousness, our belief systems, and our how we think and how we feel in relationship to the divine qualities of the higher frequencies of the light body. And
then how does that differ from the third and fourth dimension?
Well, the third and fourth dimension is operating in a density where it's been a density pattern where veils have been on, and we've not really understood ourselves as much as spiritual beings, and we are working out of a lack limitation paradigm. Basically, we've had imprinted energetic belief systems that have come through of lack and limitation from losing our awareness of our spiritual self. So we've been playing in really very dense aspects of that and creating out of that consciousness of lack and limitation. And it's the shedding of that. It's the choice to shed all of that at this time. And really very much with the transition energies so intense on the planet right now, especially going into 2012, it is the opportunity with so much light to do this easily. It's a really, in my perspective, having worked in this arena for a long time on myself and done a lot of teaching and coaching with people over the years, the light fields, the 2012 energies themselves are kind of the final tool in the toolbox. They're the they give the impetus and the ability to set intentions and desires and choose to release all that we are no longer, all that has been part of the dance in the third and fourth dimensional times that we've been on the planet, and to let that go so that we can be of our higher selves.
So how does one begin to do that?
It begins by having to be very conscious of the fact that one is, we know so many things now with all the new information, the law of attraction, that our thoughts and our emotions and belief systems actually create, and that we have a responsibility to stay as conscious beings, stay awake, stay conscious, and observe that, and simply at this point in time choose moment by moment to surrender and release that, choose to shift off of that and to move into a higher vibrational way of thinking and believing, and to that's the transmutation opportunity. I'd say that's what I coach people to do in the coaching practice that I have, is to learn how to take each moment and to observe oneself, and to then make that choice that old pattern, that old belief system, that imprint can be released, to choose to release it and to allow oneself to move into the higher vibration that's really matrixed in our fields right now, and then to stay in that high vibration as much as we can, choose all high vibrational ways of being, living, experiencing, and stay in that because we're very good at staying in the lower vibrational experiences and thoughts and feelings, and not so much the higher ones. So it becomes, you know, where you put your energy, your focus point, and the choices are in each moment in regard to that. So every moment is an opportunity to raise one's vibration and release the lower self.
Well, we talk about raising your vibration, but how does one choose that? If you don't know what it is you're choosing, let's say someone says, tell me which way, or tell me what color you like best, and you've not seen any color. All you've ever seen is black and white. How can you choose?
Well, the work that I do talks a lot to the feeling body. Using the feeling body is the connection to source and to your divine self. And so you really get connected to the feeling body as the guidance system, information system. So in your moment-by-moment experience, you are, you know, expressing beliefs and thoughts, and you're getting your own feedback loop through your feeling in that moment. And if you're feeling flow and you're feeling bliss and joy, then you're sitting in the higher vibrational placement. And if you're feeling discomfort or pain physically, physical feeling body, emotional feeling body, then you're not aligned with the higher self. And then it becomes the opportunity to read, consciously read that moment as the lower self coming forward. And then having the ability, by staying conscious, to choose then to release it. So I would work more with the feeling body as the indicator.
Okay, so that's helpful that people can understand what is it that is happening when and if they were to move in this direction.
Yes.
You are listening to Maureen St. Germain on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and we teach about ways to have a day of heaven on earth. And I believe that this kind of work that Thea is talking about is exactly that, a day of heaven on earth, meaning fifth dimensional day, that would be heaven, and being still in a physical body, that would be earth. So I think that we are very much on the same page. Now, once a person moves into their fifth dimensional awareness and consciousness, how does their circumstance change, or how does that impact themselves first and then the people around them?
Well, when you're operating in a fifth dimensional moment, you're in full flow. When you're in full flow, obviously you have a lot of life force energy moving through your body, and you're in a very high state of vibrancy and aliveness and joy and heart chakras open, and so people will experience it in various forms as a resonant field of someone who is, you know, peaceful and happy and is in tune and in flow with things. And generally, in the fifth dimension, you really understand that you attract everything that you need. And so you can operate in a much more easy and effortless way, just as you move through the world, as you create and attract. Things come to you. So you have an appearance of being much more, and an experience of life being easier and flowing. That kind of matches that outer experience matches that inner state of being. And you just see things come to you as a result of that high vibrational set point that you have, as it falls with the law of attraction.
And I think that the biggest shift is that you move from believing into a place of knowing. And that is the consequence of being fifth dimensional, because fifth dimensional consciousness is a state of knowingness that is so clear and so connected that there is no longer a need to believe, because you know about God, you know about your connection, and it is so real that there is no doubt.
That's the activation of the multidimensional self, where there's just, you're clearly in the flow of universal mind and the Akashic records and the galactic, your galactic brothers and sisters. I mean, there's a whole different relationship. It's a cosmic space to be in.
It's lovely that you have mentioned the Akashic records, because I do spend a lot of my time in the Akashic records with my clients reading. And for any of you who are listening, we do MaureenStGermain.com. You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And we also want you to know about our seminars and workshops, so take a look at our website. And we want you to remember that I am bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain as my gift to you to help you know and understand yourself in this world. And until we meet again in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day, and I'm claiming